gentlemen, hello and welcome to another edition of the Mr. Warren Hayes Show. I am Mr. Warren Hayes, and it's Saturday. We're doing this live on YouTube.com/Mr. Warren Hayes on a Saturday morning. Usually, you know what that means. When you wake up on a Saturday morning and you get your little notification from Warren Hayes, you're like, God damn, man, that means there's a pay-per-view this weekend. Indeed.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, there is a pay-per-view this weekend. WWE Backlash, the 2020 edition. That's happening tomorrow evening, so that means, without a shadow of a doubt, I have to come here and set up a prediction show, right? And when I set up my prediction shows, that usually means that I have someone here to talk about it so that I don't feel lonely anymore.
Aw, you always are loved, Warren. You're always loved.
Thank you. So, well, there you go. See, maybe I should have Jizzy with me every prediction show. I already feel better about myself. Jizzy from the Deadass Girls podcast is joining me this morning. Hi, Jizzy. How are you?
What up, everyone? Hey, it's Jizzy from the Deadass Girls. Thank you for having me again, Warren. Always great to chat with you.
But it's a pleasure to have you back. The last time you were on, we were talking about the Women Loves Wrestling. The Women Loves Wrestling. Love wrestling. I don't know my verb tenses anymore.
It's the second cup of coffee. It's already doing something to you.
You're too good to me. So yeah, that was the last time you were here. We were talking about that. So we talked a lot about the book, but now we're gonna talk wrestling, the wrestling event specifically. But just before we do move on, just before we get things going, why don't you tell the people who are watching the Mr. Warren Hayes Show who the hell you are.
Exactly. Who the fuck is this random person?
There you go.
That, you know, Warren decided to wake up early on a Saturday. I'm joking.
Hey, where are you? I'm waiting. Sound tests.
So, as most people know, I'm Jizzy, one half of the Deadass Girls podcast. We are your favorite flagrant ladies from New York City. We talk about wrestling, but we also happen to talk about porn a lot, and food and anything that we are feeling. And it's just a random person who decided to hook up a mic to a computer and record a podcast.
Hey, you know what? That's how we all start. And it is a very your topics are very diverse indeed. But it's very, very topic diverse. But hey, thank you very much for being here. I really, really do appreciate it. It'll be fun to talk about WWE Backlash with you this morning. Just like it's going to be fun talking with the rest of chat here. As I said, we record this live on YouTube.com/Mr. Warren Hayes. Anytime I do something, I record it live, or at least most of the time. I'd say 95% of the time. And we have a crew of people here this morning. We have Tim, who's joined us. How you doing, Tim? Ben as well. We've got Joe, Derek Stark, Brian Payne, Nikki, Trinity Clark. It's good to see everyone here this morning.
Trinity Clark could be a nice porn star name. I'm not gonna lie. That could be a good. if you want a second career, you might want to hit me up. I'll help you out there. All right, we can get started.
She'll help you with your brand name. There you go. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And hey, you know, if you're already enjoying what you're seeing, consider giving the video a thumbs up if you're watching this live, or if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast app. You can show a little love, a like, a review, a subscription, a favorite, whatever it is you do.
If you want to donate to Warren, you know, set up a PayPal account. You want to warrant, you know, you want to wire him some money, wire me some money. We could do that.
Wire us all some money.
There just wire go. Everyone money. That's it.
That's just as simple as that. So, so let's get to it. Let's start. Let's go right ahead. Going to start talking about WWE Backlash. It is, pay-per-view, the last pay-per-view we had was Money in the Bank.
Yep.
Now we're moving into Backlash. It's been an interesting time watching WWE or being a wrestling fan these days with the social distancing, with the policies in place, building shutting down, no crowds. We've talked, you know, we've all talked about how strange it's been. And are we getting used to the empty arenas at this point, Jizzy? Are we feeling a little more comfortable with wrestlers performing in front of empty crowds?
So yes and no. We kind of discussed this in our show before. I think that NXT has perfected the wrestling without a crowd because of the way that they set up the arena. So, you know, first things first, they started like kind of roping off everything in black, and they really made it feel very special, very, it kind of gave it an indie feel to it. It wasn't until they started adding, you know, people in the background, you're like, oh snap, like I do miss that crowd reaction.
Yeah. Because Full Sail is a special crowd.
Exactly. It's just like, I don't know, like watching NXT with Full Sail, it feels like you're there. It feels like people who you identify with more. You know, Raw and SmackDown, I mean, obviously you love the crowds, but the crowds were always mixed, you know, especially, I don't know, they always felt kind of casual. Mm-hmm. So I'll be honest with you, the first couple of weeks I decided to not watch. I'm like, this shit is weird. It's just awkward. And then, you know, because of everything going on, you start thinking like, ew, no, don't spit at him. There's COVID out here. don't touch him. Where are the gloves and masks? Why are they not wrestling in gloves and masks?
full hazmat suits, yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, this is so, now your brain is kind of like, one part is like, you know, safety, and another part is like, okay, I want entertainment, but you can't have both. Mm-hmm. So I have been enjoying it more recently with the wrestlers in the background, giving it a little bit more sound and stuff. Sure. But, you know, nothing is better than a fan crowd. So,
yeah, it's okay. I think soon we're gonna reach a point where it's no longer necessarily a question of are we used to it. I think we're gonna get to a point where it's like, hey, you know what? I'm really excited to get some live crowds back. I'm really excited for that. I think this is our next step. I think at first it was weird, then we sort of leaned into it, and I think soon we're gonna get to that saturation point where we're like, hey, come on, let's have some crowds back. So in the meantime, we WWE still doing the pay-per-view stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going into Backlash now. It's been a weird build to
first
the pay-per-view.
Of all, okay, I'm gonna tell you right now, Warren. Yes. I did not even know we were gonna have Backlash until you sent me a message on Twitter. Then I had to go Google. I'm like, wait, we have another. Hold on. Pay-per-view. Oh shit, we got another pay-per-view coming on. Because I thought NXT was just, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. We don't have another pay-per-view till like maybe August. You know, I thought it was SummerSlam.
Sure.
So then I'm thinking like, okay, let me go catch up on whatever I've missed. And it's been spotty. I don't know. It has not felt like a build at all. It just felt like regular show, pay-per-view. And it's like, you know, how is this possible without, you know, you're not telling us what's happening or, yeah, it just kind of felt very rushed. It's like, you know, when you have a group project and sorry about the background, everyone's waking up.
Hey, you know what? It's morning. It's fine. You need the, you have to stay hydrated too. It's exactly. Cool. It's fine.
Yeah, it just felt like, you know, you're in a group project and everyone's putting in their all, but you have that one person who has not shown up at all. Mm-hmm. That is WWE. That's the person.
that's the one who hasn't been putting in the work. Yeah.
Exactly. but what do you think about the build? Like, have you been enjoying it?
I feel it's been very underwhelming. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've done really that a good a job getting us interested into this pay-per-view. Maybe outside of one match that I feel has been well built, or at least there's enough intrigue around it to have me wondering what's going to happen, and we'll get into that when we start talking about the matches. Outside of that, you know, I'd even say the whole greatest wrestling match ever thing is a little heavy-handed and a little stupid. But again, we're gonna talk about that specifically. I don't. I don't feel like the pay-per-view has been... There's nothing really exciting about it, and I don't think they made it exciting. And to be... I want to hear your thoughts on this. To be perfectly honest, looking over everything, I think it's kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, like the... You know, the title card feels like a regular Raw and SmackDown. Like, it doesn't feel like pay-per-view matches. Normally, pay-per-view matches are, like, the big ones that you're looking forward to. Of course, you have some minor ones that nobody really gives a fuck about. But, you know, this, like, even the greatest match ever, I'm going to tell you right now. Randy, you've taken it. See, Randy admitted to saying that he phones it in sometimes.
Sure.
Right? So who's to say that he's not doing the same thing now? Like, if this was Randy and Edge, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years ago, I'd believe it. I would believe it. But this is, you know, Edge is looking like a, you know, silver fox out here. And Randy, you know, is Randy. So I'm not sure. I think that they're overhyping it. And I don't know. Do you follow any of them on Twitter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you've seen Edge's tweets.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I've made the greatest cup of coffee. I had the greatest poison Ron. I'm like, sir, what the fuck are you talking about?
At least he's been, you know, he's been leaning into the, he's been leaning into the absurdity of it, right?
Yeah,
At least it's like, I at some point there's a level of self-awareness that he knows that, you know what, the, you know, I'm going into this unwinnable situation.
Yeah, basically.
You know, so at least I'm going to be stupid with it a bit.
Which is a shame because they actually had a really good WrestleMania match together.
Right.
So it's just like, you went from like, this series, because that buildup was pretty good, and it was actually very serious.
It was very
good. So you go from that to now, this is like a super, like there's gimmick matches, and then there's a gimmicky match, and this is feeling like a gimmicky match.
Oh, that's a good, yeah, I like that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So look, okay, this is where we're at with Backlash. We're 24 hours or so removed from it. Let's start talking about it. Let's go right ahead. First and foremost, last night on SmackDown, we got, I'm not talking about that just yet. Not just yet.
Okay.
We're going to get there, but not just yet. we did have, the New Day versus Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura. By the way, hello, Calavera Edits in the chat. Welcome
hey,
to the chat.
Hey, Calavera, that's our boy. What's up?
Well, there you go. Welcome. The so we had the Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro versus the New Day non-title match. The New Day got pinned, as it's usually the deal when the champions are in non-title matches. They always get pinned. Do you think that's setting up a pre-show match today? Because it's kind of WWE's MO to
set up a last-minute pre-show. You know, I thought it at first yesterday. I was like, oh, we're going to see this tomorrow. And then I was surprised that I didn't see anything come out yet. But you're right. You know, they might hit us with a swerve tomorrow morning. Like, hey, by the way, here you go. If they do, listen, if y'all make New Day lose, that's racism. No, <I'm>
just straight up. We're not sugarcoating anything anymore.
All right, 4 days away from Juneteenth. Do not make New Day lose.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think it's needed. I think the card has enough matches as is. Mm-hmm. If they do it as a pre-show, fine. But it's kind of a slap in the face for all parties involved. I mean, first with Shinsuke, like, you know, when he had his title run, it was just very lackluster, and I felt like they didn't know what to do with him, so they kept throwing people at him to make the title. I felt like it became more about the title and less about the wrestler.
I agree.
It became more about the, you know, the championship, less about Shinsuke. And then with New Day, it's like, I mean, we got to be honest, there aren't really many tag teams that have been built enough to, you know, withstand the star power that New Day has. I mean, the only tag team that they've really had, the formidable tag team that they had, was the Usos, and then second to that was the Revival. You know, after that, it's like you have tag teams, but they're not really, you know, they don't have solid enough stories to for you to even care about them. So, They should leave it off the card, but if they do throw it on, you know, it's just, it's probably going to be one of the better matches of the night.
I concur, because the New Day are fantastic. Shinsuke and Cesaro are extremely talented dudes. Mm-hmm. If it were to happen, I think the New Day retains, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have to, because they're, you know, WWE said that they're not racist, right? So,
sure.
I'm joking. Also, it would just be weird because Shinsuke and Cesaro are not tag team. They're not really a tag team.
No, they're like, sort of like, yeah, they're guys who do tag team matches.
Exactly. And that's something that, you know, WWE has been doing recently that they need to do away with. It's like, you can have two people who are very good connecting in the ring together. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're good as a tag team.
I agree.
So, you know, to me, a tag team is like you build each character in the same way and they're cohesive. Shinsuke and Cesaro, yes, they're, you know, they're good with each other, but that, you know, they just still feel like two separate people in the ring.
I agree. I want to say hello to Nick Nutter, Thomas Gorries, Mags, yeah. Darren Kirby, who joined us in the chat as well. Hello, everyone.
Hey, wait. The guy's name is Nick Nutter?
Yes. And yeah, see, there's a direct line with your other podcast content. You see, we're all going down that way. Daniel Son is here as well, and Joe here is here as well. Left us a super chat. Says back. Thank you very much, by the way, Joe. He says backlash is definitely feeling more like backwash. Poor Orton and Edge won't even be the greatest wrestling of the weekend, let alone ever. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later. But geez, they put them in such a tough spot.
Just with
Styles and Bryan last night.
That itself was a pay-per-view match.
And I mean, there's good luck to Edge and Randy Orton to do something even remotely close to what happened last night. That's going to be a tough one to live up to. But the match has been taped. I know that much. I know Orton and Edge is already in the can. It's been taped.
Actually, can I ask you, how do you feel about cinematic matches?
I am completely and 100% for trying new things in wrestling,
yes,
especially in this period. And I think the cinematic matches we got at WrestleMania were real, real good. But like anything, there are missteps, right?
Right.
You try stuff out. Some things work. Some things don't work as well. Like I thought the backlot brawl, takeover in your house.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I thought it stank. I loved the setup. Like the setup was really cool. The circle of cars, the ring in the middle, the arrivals, everything was really cool. But I thought, as far as a presentation, match, something to entertain me, it wasn't there. But it didn't do it for me. But like I'm. It's not as if wrestling ratings are through the roof with the same old formula, right? It's not as if it's like, hey, you know, we've been doing this for 30 years and we're still getting great ratings. You have to try new stuff. So I'm okay with this.
All right. Well, yeah, I have been enjoying the cinematic matches because it's like you really see the creative license used. Yeah. And sometimes it makes a match better in a way where, because they can edit away like the awkward spots and such. Like at first I thought that AJ and the Taker were gonna be trash, but I was cracking my ass off.
That was good.
Laughing. It was good, and it was just like, oh, this is like a movie. Like there's like the build up and the tension. Like I felt like I was watching a horror movie, and it was really good.
That was part of the idea, right? That was really
good. Exactly. So it worked, and then with Money in the Bank, you know, we had the Money in the Bank thing. And at first I'm like, you're going to have both going at the same time. But I'm just like, yo, this is hilarious. We should keep doing this. Like, this is awesome. I think that in your house one, yeah, I think that there were a couple missteps. I'm a fan of both Velveteen and,
Adam Cole. You know,
forehead.
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, there you go. I'm a big fan of them, so of course, naturally, I'm like, oh, I really enjoy it. But then you take a second look at it, I'm like, yeah, it was a little sloppy. It was a little rushed. It could have been better.
It could have been better.
So I think that they're going to do a cinematic match with Edge and Randy since
you think said so?
It's already pre-taped.
Okay. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. That's for sure. That's for sure. Let's go ahead and continue down the card. Then what's been announced. We're going to talk about, we talked about New Day and Shinsuke and Cesaro, but we don't know if that's going to happen. That's speculation. But we're going to start talking about the actual matches, and I'm going in reverse order, per usual, as what's presented on WWE.com. So it's not me making editorial choices here. It was like, we should start with this is how WWE is introducing it. So the first match we're going to talk about is for the United States Championship, Apollo Crews versus Andrade. Now, I've talked about this often on my show regarding Apollo Crews over the past couple of weeks, ever since they started giving him his push.
Mm-hmm.
I want to preface this, be super clear. I really like Apollo Crews. I always have liked him. He has tremendous upside. He is ridiculously underutilized. He's one of these guys who came up too soon from NXT. But it's not the first time that WWE tries to push Apollo Crews.
Right.
And they give him a push, and then the commentary puts over how strong he is. It's always the same thing. Look, he's deceptively strong, and he's fast, and he's got all the tools. So you go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then just about as quickly as the push started, it ends.
Disappears.
He disappears from TV, or they start jobbing him out. And they've done this a couple of times.
Yep.
For me, Apollo Crews, it's hard to get behind. For me, it's hard to get behind an Apollo Crews push because WWE has trained me to not believe that he can get a push.
Yes, I definitely see where you're coming from.
So I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop here, which is sad because I want the guy to succeed. I want them all to succeed.
Right.
But I feel like WWE has to sort of prove to me that they're willing to really bank on Apollo Crews before I start giving them some energy, some of my go. Pal,
right? Yeah. Go, pal.
what do you think? I mean, I'm happy he finally won a title. Don't get me wrong. That's it. I like the guy, but I what do you think about Apollo Crews and this newfound push? Do you like it so far?
So I've always been a fan of Apollo Crews because I mean, when I think of like technicians, Apollo Crews is up there. He's very good in the ring, especially for a guy his size. Like, you have all that muscle, but you're so agile.
Yes.
You're so light on your feet, and I like how he can actually adapt to a lot of things. He can adapt to different matches. But as you said, you have Apollo Crews. They like dangle him right in front of you, and then they just snatch him up, and I'm like, I was enjoying that. What happened? And so. And then with Andrade, see, this is a smart build. This is a smart buildup because you have two people who get mixed reactions from a crowd going up against each other who keep impressing you. Because I will say, like, I've been enjoying their matches together, and Zelina actually adds to
them. Oh, she's so good.
She's like a layer in that. Listen, I know you guys don't give a fuck, but I do. And it's been a glue. It's like fitting pieces together that don't fit and making it work. I just think that Apollo Crews needs help on the mic. I don't know. Like, he's just such a nice guy. You're just like, he just has this big ass smile and he's just so sweet. I'm like, oh, you're so cuddly.
Could you imagine if they decided to bring Malcolm Bivens up and pair him with Apollo Crews, right?
Fantastic. Gina had mentioned that. My other half, badass girl, she had mentioned that because he's so good with, speaking. Like, he's just quick-witted, he's fast. And I'm like,
he's amazing.
That is a person that would work best with Apollo. Like, Apollo Crews is what Bobby Lashley should be and isn't.
Oh, okay. I can get behind that statement. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That's interesting.
So, And then Andrade, you know, coming through with the legendary fits. And he's an amazing wrestler,
Oh, he's fantastic.
so I think both of them going together for the UC match, it's an ideal mid-card match.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Chad, by the way, let us know who you think is going to win here. Is it our boy Apollo? Is he finally on his way to superstardom, or is Andrade getting his U.S. championship back? I'm going to tell you, to me, this match here has the potential to be match of the night because
Yeah.
they are two fantastic workers. Apollo has a lot. It's stupid to say, but Apollo still has a lot to prove. Andrade is a fantastic worker. I'm looking forward to the wrestling in this match as opposed
Right.
to, like I said, and it's stupid because it's just the only reason I'm not even more enthusiastic about it is because of my aforementioned feelings
Right. Like,
regarding
you
up.
know that, you know, like if Apollo wins, it's like, all right, great, Apollo won. And then he loses the title the next day and then gone. So it's like,
That's it.
I'm like, what the hell was Backlash for then? But then, you know, you have like if Andrade wins it again, you know Zelina's promos are going to be on point. And that might actually give Apollo an edge to keep going at it. To like, you know, make him a little hungrier. So I don't know, it could go both ways and I wouldn't be mad.
That's interesting because if they decided to run an angle where they had these two guys evenly matched and they hot potato the title between the both of them, I'd be okay with that because
Right.
they're two really, really talented guys and they work well with each other. We've seen it. I'd be okay with the series. Kind of like what they did with Sasha and Charlotte a couple of years ago, right?
Right, yeah,
With
and it would be very similar. And also, I think a lot of people forget, a lot of wrestling fans forget, back in the day, that's all we had was hot potato with the title. Like, you know, people get so like, oh, we're gonna get this match again. I'm like, you know, we had Triple H versus Shawn Michaels for 2.5 years, right? So don't come up with that bullshit. Like, this is the same thing.
We've got chat's a little split. We've got a couple for Apollo, some Andrade. What do you think? So who's your official prediction, Jizzy? Who's coming out on top here?
All
Who's
right.
walking out US champ?
Official prediction is I think Zelina is gonna cost the match for Andrade.
I thought you were gonna say, I think Zelina's gonna win. I was like, whoa, bold prediction.
In some 4-inch stilettos. No, actually, I think that the way that the match is gonna play out, first is gonna be Apollo gaining momentum. And then Zelina will do some little tactics. And then Andrade will get the upper hand. And Zelina will try to do one more thing, cost Andrade the match, and Apollo would win. And then we just, you know, hopefully we have Apollo Crews do the Black Power symbol on national TV. And there it goes. So I think Apollo Crews might win this.
Well, I want Apollo Crews to win, and that's going to be my prediction as well, because I want to believe in an Apollo Crews push. I really do. I really, really do. I want to say hello to Dee Dee, who is in the chat. Good to see you.
Hey, Didi. Hello, chat.
Hello, chat. All right, next match. Triple threat match for the WWE Women's Tag Team Titles. Champions, the Boss and Hug Connection versus Bliss Cross Applesauce versus the Iconics. This is the match. Exactly. Gosh, you do it so well. This is the match that I was talking about when we were just setting in. This is the one I'm most looking forward to because I think it has the more juice, it has the juiciest elements to it. This is the one that I feel has a little more build. I want to get your thoughts. First of all, Boss and Hug getting the titles a couple of weeks ago. Good move, bad move. What do you think?
I think they should have waited till Backlash.
To get the
I
titles?
think, yes, I think any pivotal or meaningful title change should either happen on a pay-per-view or on a day after a major pay-per-view. They're doing it before Backlash. I'm like, well, why are we have this? Because imagine if they dropped the titles to Iconics. I'm like, what was the point? So, all right, I gotta forewarn everyone, you, Warren, and the chat. I vehemently hate Alexa Bliss.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying that right now. I know chat is about to pop off right now. I'm sorry, Warren.
That's all right.
Alexa Bliss is... She has not improved at all. Like, normally you want a wrestler to get better over time. It's like Alexa Bliss gets worse over time. And it sucks because Nikki Cross has so much potential in the ring. Like, if anything, I feel like they dumbed down Nikki Cross. And it's like, do I need to remind you of Nikki Cross versus Shayna?
No, you don't have to.
The girl smiled before passing out. Like, come on. She actually made Shayna shake in the ring. So, obviously, we know Bayley and Sasha, technicians, they're great wrestlers. The Iconics, I will say that Peyton Royce is the stronger of the two in ring-wise. But because of their, like, the way that they work with as a tag team and their personality, it just makes them a formidable opponent.
Billie Kay, she's very sports entertainment. She's very, very, exactly. She's like, fun. She's
fun. She reminds me a lot of like a old school rock. And I'm not saying that they're the same, but I mean like elements of like, because let's be honest, right? Back then, The Rock was not the best wrestler. I know Chad's going to hate me. This is the last time I'm going to be on your show, Warren. I'm sorry. Let's be honest, guys. We all know... Okay, so she kind of brings that element of like, hey, she has, you know, some moves, but it's really her personality that makes the match. Whereas Peyton Royce, she's more like the physicality, like she's actually a really good technician in the ring.
Sure.
They have had the build up, and I'm glad of that, but the title is just, see, it could go so many ways. If Bayley and Sasha retain, then this build-up would mean nothing, and it would actually hurt the Iconics more because they just came back. If Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross win this again, it's just like, okay, why are we giving it back to them? Because wasn't Alexa out for a while? Like, the titles were sitting in limbo. But if we give it to the Iconics, like, I feel like we can get really good promos with them. I feel like they would really flaunt the titles. But then... you know, you have the potential pitfall of creative not believing in the Iconics enough and then having them drop the titles the next day. So with all that in the air, obviously I would prefer for Bayley and Sasha, but I felt like they should have waited for the title change to happen on Backlash.
Well, that's all fair. To counterpoint.
Oh no. Are you an Alexa Bliss fan?
I'm not. Listen. I like Alexa. I do. Would I go out? I stand for a couple of wrestlers. I stand for Candice LeRae. That's the one I stand for unreasonably. It's Candice. But
Candice LeRae in the indies. Yes. Candice LeRae in NXT.
Hey. Careful. I believe Alexa Bliss is improving. I think she's always improved. She pulled off a Code Red last week on SmackDown. I think she gets an unjust amount of hate. I think that the pairing with Nikki Cross works. Yes, I miss sanity Nikki Cross. She was awesome, but I think they're doing fantastic work with her, and Nikki Cross is she's making the best out of this situation. So
yeah, I will say that yes, I do agree with you in that point. Nikki Cross, which I was surprised of, she's actually entertaining on the mic.
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah, she's absolutely ridiculous. Then on the Iconics, I completely agree with you as well. And here's what I think. This is where I'm leaning. And chat, of course, let us know who you think is going to win this triple threat match.
Chad hates me already. That's it.
No. absolutely not.
There's a couple death threats in chat right now.
This is why I think they gave the titles to Sasha and Bayley before the pay-per-view. Because I believe that this is going to be the breaking point for their relationship. I think they're going to lose the titles tomorrow. And I think next Friday, Bayley's going to come, Sasha and Bayley are going to come to the ring, and Bayley's going to be like, because I think Sasha's getting pinned tomorrow. This is the thing. So this is my prediction. I think Sasha's getting pinned tomorrow. And
Warren, yes, spilling the tea. I'm liking this.
So we go to Friday. Sasha and Bayley come out, and Bayley outright blames Sasha. She goes after her. She says, we got our titles back. We lost because of you. You're good for nothing. Blah, blah, blah. Like, she goes full Karen. She goes full on Karen with Sasha. And Sasha's like, hey, I have had your back ever since you won this title. You would not have been women's champion this long without me, kind of thing. And I think this is where Bayley just cracks her across the face with something. And we finally get the feud. We finally get the match. You know what I mean?
So I completely see this happening, like word for word. I see it. But you gotta say, like, Sasha, like, I had your back.
Yeah.
Bayley, you know that I am a superior wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. I am the blueprint. Exactly. That's
it. I am the blueprint. I am the boss.
Pulls out all the catchphrases. But yeah, that's how I see this going. And I'm going to go even bolder than that. I'm going to give the win to the Iconics. I think the Iconics are going to win the titles because I like the idea that certain wrestlers have another wrestler's number. You know, the Iconics, the Iconics beat Sasha and Bayley for the titles that at WrestleMania, and now they fight them again for the titles and they beat them again. I kind of like that. Because it's a story you can go back to eventually. Just like they did with Becky and Asuka a couple of months ago, where Becky had beat everyone except Asuka. Asuka won every match they had been in with each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something I like. But this is personal. I just like it. Who do you think is going to win this one?
So, I wouldn't mind if the Iconics won it, just because I wouldn't mind, but I'm afraid that they'll become a placeholder just for Alexa Bliss and Cross to get it again later. So it's like, you know, similar to how you felt about Apollo Crews. Like, I'm afraid to say, I think the Iconics are gonna get it, and then they just lose it later. But I want to go back to the whole Bayley and Sasha thing, because I can totally see that happening. But do we really need another Bayley versus Sasha match?
Yes.
Or feud?
Yes.
We don't. Like, we know that they wrestle very well together. We know that they're each other's Rock and Stone Cold. Like, we know that.
Yes.
But that cannot be the only thing that they're good for. Because
they're not. But they've been teasing it since 2017, Jizzy.
And
Sasha and Bayley's 2018 was completely wasted with the promise and the teasing that they were going to break them up. You remember the whole therapy thing? You remember that?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And they were on the sidelines. They weren't doing anything with two of the most talented women they had on the roster. Yes, I absolutely say yes. We do want another Sasha and Bayley match. We do want another Sasha Bayley feud because they're fantastic, and we deserve fantastic wrestlers doing fantastic things.
Now, let me ask you: do you think that the Bayley?
I love it when you go. Now, let me ask you. Suddenly, it's your show. Go ahead.
Exactly. Hey, welcome to the Jizzy Hayes Show. I'm Jizzy from New York City. All right. Hey, Warren, let me ask you a couple questions, right? What if they give it to Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross?
Sure.
Where do we go then?
Oh, I think the outcome is as far as the titles go, either the Iconics or Bliss Cross Applesauce could get them. I'm okay with that. I just think we're overdue for Sasha and Bayley again. And I think this is the outcome. My prediction ultimately is Sasha and Bayley lose the titles. I'd give them to the Iconics just because for the reason I said, you know, I like the idea of the Iconics having Sasha and Bayley's number kind of thing. I like that.
Okay. I don't know if I have a prediction for this match. I'm going to put in, you know, the Iconics final answer.
There you go. Okay. So we agree on that. We agree that Sasha and Bayley are losing. That's something.
Yeah.
And in the chat, a lot of people seem to feel that Sasha and Bayley are going to retain. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Ooh, let's talk about the next one. We gotta talk about the next one.
Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. Okay, now. I don't want to get too deeply into it, because anyone who's watched my show knows how I feel about the use of Jeff Hardy's very, very, very real struggles with addiction as a storyline. They know how I feel about it, so I don't want to I don't want to go into that. Last night was one of the most ridiculous things I've seen in wrestling in a long time, but I want to ask you straight out.
Okay.
Because ultimately, wrestling is about your TV show was supposed to build to you getting hype for a pay-per-view. Did the urine segment last night? That's something you don't expect to really say in your lifetime, except when you're a professional wrestling fan.
Or an adult star.
Do you think the segment last night with Jeff and Sheamus, did that make you excited for their match? Did that punch a ticket for you for Backlash? Did it make it for you?
Fuck no.
There you go.
No. So, and I know you discussed it. I think we share the same ideals in that I do not like seeing someone's personal life being used as a storyline. We've seen it happen with his brother, and we saw how that ended. Just me personally, I've grown up with people who have had substance abuse, and it's like you see what happens to them, and you know, for them to just spin it into a joke, it's a bit insensitive. Now, if he had a say in it, like, hey, you know, I'm okay with this, like, if this is his way of healing and his version of therapy, I can't take that away from him. Like, you know, we all heal in different ways. Mm-hmm. But it is a fucking slap in the face to Sheamus. Because, like, Sheamus has had a decent run in the beginning, you know. And then when he was with Cesaro on the bar, they were also a really good tag team.
Sure.
And then, you know, he goes away for a bit for injury, comes back. And I'm like, this is... You imagine Warren. You imagine you're Sheamus. You walk into the office. They're like, hey... You know, and, you know, all pasty glory. That's all right. Actually, yeah. And they're like, Sheamus, we have a storyline for you. Jeff is going to take a piss test. And he's going to throw his cup of warm pee at your face. How do you feel about that? Like, we know it's not real piss. I hope not, I know Jeff Hardy's piss is corrosive as fuck. Okay, like, Sheamus should have looked like, you know, Harvey Two-Face. Okay, so, yeah, I think it was this is where this turns into gimmicky. Mm-hmm. Now it's not, it's like, okay, you're making Jeff Hardy look like some unhinged, crazy lunatic, and you're making Sheamus look... like nothing. I don't even know what Sheamus' role is in this. Like, he's a disgruntled coworker. Is that what he is? Like, I don't. So this match needs to be axed off the card. I don't know why we have that. The storyline itself just needs to go in the trash. Kobe, RIP. I don't know who. I want to know who in creative sat down and said this is a good idea. I just want your location. Drop your location. I want to talk to you.
Chad, by the way, let us know who you think is going to win this match if you care. that's the thing. This is the kind of stuff that takes me out of wrestling. And then ultimately that I look back and I'm like, well, this is why most people in the world look at pro wrestling and go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because this is gonna be the thing that every major news, sports news is gonna report on. And then this is gonna be the one story that everyone's like, ew, you watch wrestling?
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yep.
It's not even the other good storylines that we've had, not even Seth, Alistair, none of that. It's Jeff Hardy throws piss at Sheamus. That's what's gonna cement.
That's yep, that but you're absolutely right. That's the thing that people are going to be like, but we can all be safe and feel good about the fact though, Jizzy. We can all feel good about the fact that Vince McMahon thought this was the fucking funniest thing in the world. At least Vince was happy. At least Vince got a good thigh slap out of it.
You know what would have made it better?
Oh.
What would have made it better?
Okay.
If
Knowing the content of your podcasts, Jizzy, I'm sort of weary here. I don't want to get demonetized, but go ahead. That I'm
No,
kidding.
I'm not gonna do that. I don't want to play with your. I don't want you to fumble the bag. What would have made it better if Sheamus was like, "Are you crazy? There's COVID out here." Like, if he said that, I'm like, "Oh, damn, you're right. You're right."
But
And
that
then
would
they could
be.
have.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, now this is real. They could have made this like a COVID testing match. I don't know.
Maybe, but then that would have forced WWE to acknowledge what's going on in the outside world, right?
Ah, that's true.
And that's a whole other thing. Who you got? Who's winning
I don't
this
really
mess?
care. I hope Sheamus beats the brakes off of Jeff Hardy, honestly, and I hope that this puts Jeff Hardy in a rehabilitation facility for good. And I hope that he does not pee on anyone ever again, unless it's on camera for
Well,
money.
for to be fair, he didn't pee on anyone. He tossed
No, he
he
tossed it,
yes.
so
And that was a lot of urine for one gentleman. I
that's what
am
I'm saying. I'm like, how much liquid are you drinking
Yeah,
in the cafeteria? Like, what's
that's
going
a
on here?
hell of a lot of sweet tea if you ask me.
Awesome.
Jesus. I'm going to go with I mean there's if Jeff Hardy doesn't win this has all been for naught, honestly.
Right.
So
And listen, this segment belongs in a very special side of a certain website that people pay for, to say that.
put that on your OnlyFans. WWE needs to open up an OnlyFans. Put stuff like this on it.
Jeff Hardy could call it wet work.
Exactly.
Okay.
Basically, people are like, hope Hardy wins. Again,
Okay,
it's a,
so
you
Hardy
know,
wins. What's next?
it's.
Like, why? Like, why have Hardy win?
Well,
Why job out Sheamus to Hardy?
because this is WWE's idea, vision that they have. Look, this is the WWE's vision of what a redemption story is like, right? That, so this is how Jeff overcomes all the obstacles and finally overcomes a jackass,
I
to
would
get
have
his win.
rather had
And
Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe.
oh my God, Jeff Hardy versus anyone else and outside of any addiction storylines would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But the second reason why I think he's going to win is that in WWE's mind, with Matt leaving and going to AEW, in their mind, they still have the best Hardy Boy. They to them, and I mean, this is a whole other debate, and I don't want to get into it, but I'm talking about for them, they're like, well, Matt can go, that's fine. We have Jeff. Jeff is the better one of the two. So they have to do something. I think he's gonna win. But anyway, let's move forward.
Yes.
Next match. The Raw Women's Championship. Asuka versus Nia Jax. Yeah, just go, Jizzy. Tell me things. How do you feel about Nia Jax?
Okay. Chat, if you are interested in our deeper views of the Deadass Girls, then check out our latest episode where we actually spoke about Nia Jax. Well, we actually roasted her. That's what we really did. So, Nia Jax, at first, when she first made her splash on the scene, very excited. I'm like, yo, we have a women's wrestler who looks like me. Big, beautiful woman, confident. She's strong. She's physically strong. And then you see the storylines that they give her, and you see the matches and stuff, and I'm like, okay. And then the Becky Lynch punch happens and shit just went
foul. Just went foul.
Right, because it's like, you know, WWE decided to run with it to make it part of her character, where they try to make like, oh, you know, she's a badass. She doesn't care. And it's like, yeah, but now you're actually injuring people. Mm-hmm. And then the injuries start happening. You know, we got Becky, you have Kairi Sane, you have, I forgot who, it was a couple people who've been injured by Nia. And I was like, okay, now you went from being a strong person to now being an unsafe person. And my worry, first of all, Asuka's going to wrestle circles around Nia Jax because she doesn't have much stamina in the ring to be able to keep up with Asuka. Mm-hmm. But what I also don't like is that I feel like if they make Nia win, her run on the title is not going to be as meaningful as it should be.
I agree.
She had the title for a little bit before. And... you know, it was like, oh, okay, great. It was a feel-good moment. But then it's like, well, she dropped it just as easily. Mm-hmm. I think that this is the way, you know, they're trying to reintroduce her into the scene. But I'm like, homegirl, you've been away for a year and a half and you still suck. Like, I get it. Listen, you blew out both quads, like Vince, all right? And for you to come back from that, that's awesome. I congratulate you, but you need to get back in the lab. You need to train with Kevin Owens. You need to train with someone. You need to train with big guys who know how to handle themselves.
Yeah.
Because she kind of reminds me of Braun Strowman in that they're big for nothing.
Right.
You know, she has, like, what, three moves that she can do, and that's it? And it's like, okay, but what else? And then on the mic, it's like, lackluster. I've been enjoying the hell out of Asuka, and Asuka, you know, they do my girl dirty too. They're doing her way dirty after that crappy match with WrestleMania with Charlotte. Not gonna get into that, but after that happened, like, even the build with Asuka has not been the same.
Sure, I
agree. I would love Asuka to, of course, you know, come out on top for this, because I think it's too soon for Nia to have just come back from such a major injury to already get a title shot.
Chad, by the way, let us know who you think is going to win here, right? That's fantastic. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with everything about Nia. I think Nia is, she's not safe. It's just as simple as that. I don't think she has anything really interesting to bring to the table, and I think she's a charisma vacuum on top of that. I'm sure she's a lovely lady. I'm sure she's a wonderful person, but for real. And, you know, she has she advocates for body positivity, and, you know, there's a lot of good that she does, but I don't think wrestling is her thing. You know, that's my criticism ultimately. But since we're confronted with this, hey, we'll go with it. I think Asuka has been a MVP of the empty arena era. She's been nothing but amusing, entertaining, fantastic. She's been good all around. I want to ask you this, because we were talking about it last night.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? How would you feel? Because this is kind of my bold prediction.
Right.
How would you feel if Nia comes to the ring, Asuka comes to the ring, they get set up to do the match, and then Charlotte Flair's music hits?
Oh, no.
And it becomes a triple threat.
Warren,
yes.
Drop your location, because I will take a trip to Canada. Go ahead. Chat, ask Warren to drop his location. Go ahead.
It's not going to happen.
Spam chat.
I know, but I'm just saying, look, here, this is, because, listen, just bear with me for a second. Just bear with me for a second.
I'll give you credit. You're thinking like a writer for WWE, so I appreciate that. You're thinking like a writer.
But just bear with me. Let's not be blind to what's been happening over the past couple of weeks. Just in regards to Asuka versus Charlotte, 2 weeks ago they had a match, and you know, they're sort of like angling with each other. They have another match on Monday. It was another good match. And I was like, wait, they're leaning so hard into Charlotte versus Asuka right now.
Right.
Doesn't she have a pay-per-view with Nia, a pay-per-view match with Nia in a couple of weeks? Because it feels like Nia is feuding with Kairi Sane at this point, not with Asuka.
Okay.
So I'm thinking there has to be a reason for this. And look, okay? Wrestling is a weird thing. It's a weird business because most businesses don't want to antagonize their fans, right? They want to be like, yeah, we'll give you what they want. We'll give you what you want. You know, it's like you go to Chili's, they're gonna make sure that you're well taken care of. They're not gonna serve you pasta when you ordered a steak, kind of thing.
Right.
You know? But in wrestling, there's that part of it, right? There's like, well, we want to get heat. We need to put heat on wrestlers, and if you're gonna do it with Charlotte, you might as well just lean in,
right,
super hard on the fact that she sees herself as the queen and undefeated. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying it's gonna happen necessarily.
No, but you know, you opened. So I'm glad you brought that up because when you know, looking at it, like at the scope of it, it is a very real possibility. So there's nothing wrong with that prediction at all.
I mean, let's not forget, this is the same company that 2 years ago or last year, 2 years ago, Brock Lesnar just entered the Money in the Bank match completely unannounced, walked up and won, right? He wasn't even in the match. And so I'm not putting it past them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't put it past them. So yeah, that can happen. Or, you know, all of a sudden Nia Jax is mysteriously attacked backstage, and Charlotte comes
honest.
Up.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If we get Asuka versus Charlotte again, I much prefer that than watching Asuka versus Nia Jax. For real, you know?
Yeah. So yes, match wise, yes. It just kind of, now you have to, you know, think about, are they overusing Charlotte because she's the only, you know, name card women's wrestler?
Yeah.
And then it also makes you wonder, like, okay, well, why are we banking on one person? Like, you know, there's so many layers to that. Obviously, we don't have enough time to talk about, but it's just like, Charlotte, you've had so many title matches, and it kind of makes her run very forced. I feel like they're forcing the fact that they want her to beat her father's record.
Sure.
And they're trying to do it as fast as possible. And then it kind of just makes you like tap out, like, hey, this is not fun anymore. Like, you just, it's like going to Olive Garden for the Never Ending Pasta Bowl. And then after the third bowl, you're like, whew, I'm all pastaed out. But then they keep bringing you more pasta, more breadsticks, more salad. And you're like, I can't eat all of this.
You had the Olive Garden analogy. I had the Chili's one.
Chili's, exactly. Well, it is lunchtime.
We're hungry. We're hungry. Who do you think, notwithstanding Charlotte interfering, if we keep it down to the basics, who do you think is winning here, Asuka or Nia Jax?
Oh, definitely Asuka. That's my prediction. It has to be Asuka. WWE has to. Your location, WWE, if you don't want us to pay you a visit. Now, if they do a little, well, if they do interference with Charlotte and Asuka beats Charlotte, that would be interesting too. Because that could also be a buildup for whatever the next pay-per-view is going to be.
Sure.
So, okay. Yeah, you go both.
All right, I go for Asuka too. Next, the Universal Championship. It's a handicap match that's happening.
Yes.
Miz and Morrison challenging as a pair. Braun Strowman, your Universal Championship holder man.
Holder man. Look,
honestly, I don't have much to say about this match. I think Braun Strowman has been boring as Universal Champion. And that's, again, it's not necessarily his fault. It's just I think it's been dull as paint. I think it's a sad state of affairs when there aren't any proper strong heels set up for your champion on SmackDown that you have to resort to doing a handicap match. I just think all of this is stupid.
I'm
excited to see it done.
Exactly. I highly agree. I mean, you know, you guys brought up John Morrison, who we all know was like indie superstar, and then you put him back. Like, you know, when you come back to WWE, you come back feeling like, hey, I'm gonna continue to elevate my career.
Sure.
But what's been happening is that they bring people back and they put them back in the same position as to why they left in the first place. I'm like, you're not doing yourselves any favors by having people return and then you make them do the same shit that they left for. So, here's what I think should happen.
Let me hear that.
I think that The Miz should cost. So John Morrison is gonna try to pin Braun, and The Miz intervenes, right? Helping Braun actually win the match. And that creates a feud with The Miz and John Morrison.
Okay.
I think we need another mid-card feud because now we can get a better sense of the individuals.
Okay.
Of John Morrison and The Miz. And, you know, just shoot Braun away. I don't know. May I have him, like, pack boxes or something. I think Amazon is hiring in the warehouses, so he can go ahead and do that. You know, he got the strength for it.
Definitely. Yeah, he can carry a couple of boxes at once. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, you've clearly put more thought into this than I have. To me,
I miss having The Miz as an actual proper heel, like standalone. Like it's needed.
I agree. I miss having good old fashioned heel Miz, who's just like he feels that he's superior to everyone. I really miss that. I completely agree with you. Look, honestly, Braun is going to run through them. It's going to be what it's going to be. Braun is retaining. What do you think, Jizzy?
I think The Miz pins Braun.
You think The Miz pins Braun?
Yeah, I think it's some weird happy stance. The Miz pins Braun, and that has John Morrison challenge The Miz for the title.
It's a bold prediction. It's a bold one. That's for
it's
sure.
It's bold, but you know WWE's not going to do that. So yeah.
Right. Want to say hello to Dylan Dover in the chat. How you doing? And Anakin JMT left a super chat. Thank you very much, Anakin. Says, watch out, Warren. I got a temp card. Bring on the Oldberg train. No, talking about Goldberg, of course, which is a recurring theme on my show. We don't need Goldberg. If you stop speaking this stuff into the universe, then it has a chance to happen.
Listen, Anakin. Did you see the Star Wars movies? Do you know how you end up, sir? Let's not say these things, okay?
Jizzy, by the way, your connection got really weird. Very, very, your internet connection got very odd, and your audio is fried up quite
choppy?
A bit.
Okay, is it still happening now?
Well, it's not so bad, but it's like the video is what it is, but your audio is a little it sounds a little fried. But we'll manage. We'll push through it. I don't know if anyone is. I don't know if anyone is watching Lord of the Rings in 4K right now on.
Oh no! So, okay, actually, that is a good question that you bring this up because we have a PC here, and we also have my brother's PS4. So I'm just gonna send him a quick text.
Okay.
Hey guys. Jump off the Wi-Fi for a little bit.
for just 15, 20 minutes or so, and we'll be okay.
Yes.
We're rounding out the card. We'd only have a couple left. We're gonna move on to the WWE Championship match. Oh boy, Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley. Drew McIntyre, of course, the WWE champion. You know, talking about just a few seconds ago how boring I find Braun Strowman to be as a top guy in the company, I feel the complete opposite in regards to your boy Drew McIntyre. Mm-hmm. I think Drew looks like a star. I think he's leaning into his top role perfectly. I really like him. He's showing personality. I think it was a good choice to put the title on him. Yes. And Bobby Lashley, over the past couple of days, a couple of weeks, I should say, they've been, I want to get your thoughts on this, but I feel like they've been pushing Bobby Lashley, or at least promoting him like he should be, like a strong dude who can mess people up. I like it.
Yeah, I have been noticing that, actually. I hope, is the audio a little better now, guys?
Let's keep going. We'll see how things go.
So I have been appreciating there has been a slight change to the way that they're pushing Bobby and, you know, trying to get him away from the Lana storyline and trying to make him a standalone star. So yep. I do like that. And Drew has just gotten... he's getting comfortable with himself. He's finally like kind of easing up and letting his shoulders down. And he's been very charismatic. Like, we've seen a side of Drew that we haven't seen ever. And I'm enjoying it. It's a strange storyline, mm-hmm. but it's captivated me, you know, and, you know, throwing in MVPs. You know, old ass in there. So it's been a decent feud. I definitely do think that Drew should retain. There's nothing wrong with it, really. It's like, it's been entertaining.
Yeah, you know, it's been good. It's been a proper, like, main event level feud. I'm going to tell you what I like, or at least what I don't like. Is the fact that they've been doing good by Bobby Lashley, like I said, as far as the last few weeks have been going, mm-hmm. and I don't see him winning on Sunday, and to me that sucks. Yeah. I don't want him to hit a wall. I kind of want more of this. I kind of want more of Bobby Lashley, this version of Bobby Lashley, because I feel I can get behind it better. So
right.
I'm kind of worried that they're going to do dirty by him, you know? Mm-hmm. But I agree. I mean, yeah. the whole Lana stuff, everything, just get him out of that for sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're kind of carving. You can slowly see how they're trying to carve him out to be, you know, the actual strong, you know, wrestler he should be booked at. So I do like that angle. And MVP, you know, he's good on the mic. Bobby Lashley is one of those guys who needs someone. He needs, like, a Paul Heyman. He needs a manager who's going to be his voice.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Drew, you know, actually, you brought up a good point, because if Bobby wins this, that might just reignite another flame under Drew to keep going at it. And we might see that cycle Drew again. So, this is a match that I wouldn't be mad if it goes either way.
I agree. I'd go with that. But if you were going to predict, you were going to pull for who's going to win?
For Drew.
For Drew, yeah. And I'd go for Drew as well. Anakin JMT left us another super chat in regards to what you told him earlier. He says, yes. You're talking about Star Wars, you know? He says, I end up redeemed, a hero. Just like what just like what Goldberg is supposed to be. Thank you very much,
no.
Anakin. No, they're triggering me this morning. And Calavera Edit says, talking about Nia Jax has injured Jizzy's stream. Thank you for the super chat, Calavera. And
that's what it is, Nia.
It's a curse.
Nia Jax punched my router. That's what happened.
Let's try something. Maybe if you turn off your video. I mean, we're going to be deprived of your face moving forward, which is a shame.
but
it might help the audio.
All right, so let me know if that is better.
Instant just helped out tremendously.
Oh, wow, okay, awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, chat, I'm sorry you can't see my pretty face anymore, but you know, you can go on my Twitter, you can go on my Instagram.
Yeah, just pull up a picture, submit. Put it there instead. That's good.
Exactly.
We've got people. Hey, you know what? We have people in chat saying Drew will retain. Lashley's going to win. Hey, you know what?
Cool.
Let's see what happens. So, final match of the evening. We have to talk about. And It's the greatest wrestling match of all time, Jizzy. Right. It's the greatest.
The greatest.
We haven't even seen it yet, and we already know. Right? It's,
oh, man.
It is Edge versus Randy Orton. I don't know. I've been at a loss for words since they started promoting it like this. At first, I thought it was a rib. I thought it was a joke.
Right.
But they put out the graphics and it's not a rib, Jizzy. They really.
It's a very hubris overstatement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's yep. Yes. Yes. It's very much a situation where they could potentially end up shooting themselves in the foot.
Right. So, Wrestling 101, the way that they're building this matchup, like the way that they're promoting it, it's awesome because it's like it's so fucking absurd. It's like making fun of itself. It's like out there. So I give them kudos to that. But it's like you have two veterans who. I mean, it's been a while for them. It's been a while for each. I mean, we haven't even seen Orton wrestle much, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. of the pandemic, and obviously Edge either. And it's just like, you know, are we gonna get moments of ring rust? You know, is this going to click? Is this indeed going to be the best? You know, matter of fact, I think the Undertaker can have a better match.
Oh, you're going hard on it. You're really not looking forward to this.
The thing is that I'm looking forward to it because I have appreciated seeing Edge coming back.
Sure. Yes.
But that's it. Like Randy has been phoning it in, and he just hasn't been doing it for me.
You know, I was thinking about it earlier this week and I was wondering like why am I not more into this, right? Why am I not more excited about this match? Because I mean, Edge and Randy Orton are still like they're bona fide legends. They've had long careers. They know what they're doing, kind of thing. You know, they know what they're up to. And I was wondering why this wasn't doing it for me. And I think we just hit a point where WWE was more interested in promoting the idea that this was the greatest match of all time, as opposed to promoting the wrestlers,
right?
You know, letting the wrestlers tell their story. Because then you start getting, they have Ric Flair come on to tell us why it's the greatest match, and Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle, and it's always like, and then they start literally comparing it to Steamboat Flair, Steamboat Savage. Taker, Shawn Michaels. I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself, WWE? Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous, you know? And that's what ultimately took it out of me. It's no longer a story or about the wrestlers. It's a story about the company.
Right.
Trying to get a match over instead of letting their wrestlers do what they need to do to get us excited for the match. And that's what took me out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it was just the way that they've been hyping it up, as you said. It's become more about just legacy and less about the two performers
right,
involved.
Right, the relationship. I mean, yep.
Yeah, it's like, come on, like you had a wrestler come back from a career-ending injury. You're telling me that you guys cannot get creative enough to write out a story for a fucking year?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, come on. Like, there's no way, you know, and also this is a match that is past its prime because they should have did this when they broke up Rated RKO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just, it's an overdue and unwanted match because I think what a lot of wrestling fans don't get, it's like people age. And when you age, your back hurts, your bones hurt, your knees crack. And it's like, it doesn't matter that you're, you know, you could be in tip-top shape, and I'm like, you're not going to deliver the same as you would have when you were in your prime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm getting the sense of with Randy and Edge. It's like, they're not in their prime, but yeah, they're trying to do they're trying to pull feats that they would have pulled like 10 years ago.
Sure. I know, and I agree with you. The look, it's going to be, it'll be what it is, right? I mean, there's, we'll see, and maybe we'll just be pleasantly surprised. But I honestly don't know what to expect from this match. I really don't, and I think the build has been a big problem to it. Yeah. So ultimately, if you have to pick, who do you think is going to win this though?
I guess my prediction, it should go to Edge. I think it should go to Edge just because, you know, if you're trying to build him up and have him have some sort of staying power,
sure,
it should go to him. And hopefully they can build something out of that. Yeah, but honestly, this is not the greatest. It's not going to be the greatest.
No, I don't think it is. In the chat, a couple of people saying Orton, Edge, you know, it's going both ways. I'm going to go with Randy Orton because he called for a straight up wrestling match, but I think he's going to cheat. I think he's going
to. Yeah.
And like I said, you know what? One thing I would like to see if he's going to win, I'd like to see him win with the punt.
Oh,
I'd like to see him dig that one up. It's been banned, you know, but maybe just like this one time, I think it'd be.
Are you trying to retire Edge again?
Yes. No. No, no, no. Have you seen the trailer to Money Plane? The movie that Edge is starring in with Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, yes.
God. I am so stoked to watch that film. It looks awfully good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too. I mean,
what that?
Now that you brought that up, it's like, because I know that Edge has been doing TV and stuff on the side. What if they use this as a way to write off Edge of TV for a little bit?
Oh, could be. I mean, I don't even think Edge is that much of a I don't even know if he has a full-time contract. Maybe he's
like, right.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It's all happening. It's all happening tomorrow evening. We'll all get our answers there. Anakin left us another super chat and said, hashtag weekly Beanus update. Look, my boy Beanus has been MIA for a few weeks now. In case you don't know, and if you're popping in to the Mr. Warren Hayes show for the first time, I've had a regular Uber Eats deliverer.
Yes.
His name is Beanus, B-E-N-I-S. Been tweeting it out on whenever he's been delivering stuff to me. But for the past couple of weeks, he's been missing in action. I fear something horrible has happened to my boy, Beanus.
Beanus has coronavirus.
He was out there. Yeah, because he was out there in the midst of the pandemic bringing sweet, sweet hamburgers to me. And poke bowls.
Actually, plot twist, Beanus interrupts the greatest match ever. There you go.
And then it'd be full circle for me, and I'd know he'd be okay.
Exactly.
So, Jizzy, overall, if you were going to give your final impression, what to expect out of the card? Do you think it's going to be a good card? Do you think it might surprise us? Do you think it's going to stink? How do you feel about it?
It's going to be laughter.
It's going to be laughter.
It's going to be hilarious. Actually, if I have to rate it a la Meltzer.
Oh boy.
Out of 10, I think that Backlash will probably be a 7.
Oh, okay. So you're going pretty. You're expecting it to surprise us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll actually. I'm being too generous. I'm gonna do a 6.
Okay.
It's like it'll be just a smidge above average.
You know, I like the idea of going in with my expectations low, but my expectations are very, very low here. Outside maybe of Cruz and Andrade, which I think has the potential to be match of the night. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It's gonna be a weird one. But yeah. I'm gonna be around at some point to watch it, and I hope you guys are too. And Jizzy, I mean, thank you so much for joining me this morning, a Saturday. You had a late night, you were telling me.
Yes.
And you still made it. No, well, you don't have to get into details. That's not the. This isn't a question for you. I'm leading you out here.
I know it's the outro.
tell the people where they can find you and your podcast on social media, wherever. Let them know. Drop it.
All right. Boom. Mic drop. So it is I, Giselle, a.k.a. Jizzy. You can catch the Deadass Girls podcast on Twitter, which is at Deadass Girls. We also have an Instagram where we post a lot of wrestling memes, which is at Deadass Girls Pod or podcast. Just type one of those and it will pop up. And we are on many platforms as well. If you still have a Tumblr and you want to see wrestling memes and hentai, you can follow us on Tumblr too. Which is the Deadass Girls podcast on Tumblr.
That's fantastic. What a great combination of stuff. Jizzy, you guys are super passionate about what you do. You love wrestling. You do. You have a great podcast, and you do great work. I can't recommend you guys enough to follow and become regular listeners. You have a very important voice out there as well that I think is necessary within all the scope of wrestling. So please go follow them right now and listen to their podcast. They do great work.
Listen to Warren.
Oh, they already
or
are.
If you don't want to listen to him, drop your location and we'll pay y'all a visit.
Lots of threats for dropping locations, and yet very little have been happening in the chat.
Very little locations. Very little. Have been dropped.
Jizzy, I can't thank you enough. I hope you have a great Saturday. I hope you enjoy the pay-per-view. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, also, Warren.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, chat, for listening and or watching with us. I hope everyone enjoys a lovely Backlash Sunday. And the two special people in chat who want to pursue other careers because of their names, let me know. You can send me a little DM on Twitter. If you want to be in front of the camera for other reasons. Won't go into details because I don't want Warren to be demonetized, okay?
And there you go. That's the outro, folks. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, chat, for coming. Have a great Backlash weekend. We'll see you next time.